Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts, Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is Ash Wednesday. We hope you enjoy.
We like to rush things. Our society likes to rush, whether it be traffic or getting in and out of Safeway or even graduation, we like to rush things. In the Facebook and Twitter age, one moment we're mourning Whitney Houston and the next we are raving over Jeremy Lin. Emotions, situations, classes, life, we like to rush. Then we have something like Lent. Lent is not a time that lends us to rush through anything. It's a time where we are taken aback to go introspective, to meditate upon our relationship with God and with other people, a time to contemplate our littleness against the grandness of our God, a time to contemplate a beautiful spring day or the beauty of creation, a time to contemplate how intimate we are with our God, or a time to contemplate how distant we are from our God. So let us not rush on towards Easter, but rather let us contemplate Lent. Lent reminds us that we are limited, that we're small, that sometimes we don't even act human. Lent reminds us how far we have come in our relationship with God and how much further we have to go. Lent reminds us what virtues we have in abundance, but also teaches us how much virtue we still need. So let us not rush on towards Easter, but rather let us contemplate our Lent. It's easy to drink the Stanford Kool-Aid and think that we are really that good, that we really are the University of Champions, that we really are better than our parents, than our friends back home, smarter and wiser than our professors. It's easy to think that we are limitless, that we are invincible, that nothing can stop us, that we're perfect, pristine, untouchable. Let us not rush on towards Easter, but rather let us contemplate Lent. In just a few moments, we will dirty our foreheads with ash and dirt. We are reminded, remember, from dust you came and from dust you will return. We are not perfect. We are not pristine. We are not untouchable. We are limited. And these ashes remind us of our ultimate limitation. Death. So let us not rush on towards Easter, but rather let us contemplate Lent. Let us contemplate our limitations this Lent. Let us remember that we are dust and to dust we are to return. That we are not invincible, but rather amazingly vulnerable. That we aren't perfect, but rather filled with flaws. That we are not pristine, but rather corrupted by the wound of original sin. We are proud. We are petty. We are little. Let us not rush on towards Easter, but rather let us contemplate Lent. Nonetheless, Lent reminds us that we are unrepeatable, that we are unique, that we are infinitely loved by our Creator. God loved each of us so much that He died in order to win our hearts. That yes, we are broken and we are wounded. That we all have secret struggles to face night after night. That we all have vices to conquer, that battles must be fought. Let us not rush on towards Easter, but let us contemplate our Lent. Let us enter willingly into that life of struggle and contemplation, challenging ourselves to step closer to the divine fire and dare ourselves to enrich our hearts with the love of the gospel. Let us not drink in that Stanford Kool-Aid, but rather let us drink to the dregs the chalice of our salvation. Let us not rush on towards Easter, but rather let us contemplate our Lent. So let us contemplate our Lent. Let us destroy our pride and challenge our vices. Let us dwell into the darkest parts of our soul and dare to find our God even there. So as we come forward to dirty our foreheads, let us remember that we are dust, and to dust we are to return. Broken, wounded, but thankfully, redeemed.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.